After 60 seconds, at the end of 60 seconds, is the loser. So let's get somebody on the line. We got M1 Paparazzi in Oceanside. Who do you want?
I'm sorry, my boy. I'm sorry, Jay, but I'm going to go with my boy Woods.
There you go.
Yeah, fine. Whatever.
Hang on the line. M1 John from San Diego. You got Jay. Hang on the line, okay?
Lucky.
All right. We got 60 seconds starting now.
It is Robert Downey Jr., and he's a detective in England. And we saw the
Sherlock
movie.
Holmes.
William Wallace in Scotland.
Braveheart.
Denzel Washington. He has to carry this book, and it's a holy book.
Oh, yeah, Book of Eli.
Russell Crowe is a fighter in the
Gladiator.
Ring with lions.
Woody Harrelson, he plays this basketball game where...
White man can't jump.
Yes.
Oh, boy. A cop goes to a building that's being taken over by terrorists. His wife works there. It's around Christmas
lethal
time.
Lethal Weapon?
No, Bruce Willis is in it.
Yeah, they made a million of them.
Yeah, they made four of them, actually.
Keep saying it. Keep saying it.
It is the Nakatomi Towers. Bruce Willis.
Hard death. Hard.
Come on, man. You can't act it out.
Come on, man.
Get him.
Oh, my gosh.
Him.
Bruce Willis. There's four of them. Blank with a vengeance.
Die Hard.
Yes, here.
Oh, my gosh. Clarice, the Lamb.
Silence the Lambs.
Woods. I wanted Jay to get it. I love you, Woods, but I was like, come on, Jay.
I love that guy.
Woods lost.
Sorry.
How could I not remember? Could I not remember freaking Die Hard?
You know, under pressure, weird things happen.
So that means that Woods has to be shot with a BB gun. Don't do this at home, kids. This is a very weak BB gun, is it? So
it is.
Yeah. And so what we do is we have Woods stand against the wall, and Jay is going to shoot at his butt. Oh, wow. Yeah, that was a good one. That was a real good one.
He made contact.
Oh, yeah. And it wasn't from that far away. Ooh, that smarts, doesn't it? Ooh, it smarts.
It smarts. It smarts.
Oh, it hurts worse now.
Why?
Because he just had his butt waxed.
Yeah. I aimed at the spot where I could tell I was making good contact with his butt through the jeans.
Woods, you did good.
You did great.
That hurt, Woods?
Yeah, that one hurt.
You'll be okay.
I'll see it.
No.
I don't want to see it.
I kind of want to see it.
I'm good. No, I'm good.
Man, weird.
Die Hard, really? 45 minutes on Die Hard.
Yeah, the hard part.
Why could I not remember that stupid movie?
What happens?
Okay.
Take bullets all day.
One of the topics that I had written down that we were going to talk about today is, have you given up on asking your spouse to do something? 570-1949.
Christmas shopping, what?
Your spouse is in the room.
You better be careful, Mr.
You're dead. Your spouse is in the room, dude.
I know. But she will pretend that she's not in the room for the basis of this bit.
Why don't we just have her on the mic?
Oh, boy.
Yeah, Rebecca.
We do have an open mic.
We have an extra microphone.
Because, you know what's interesting? Okay, you know what's interesting? She can play, too.
Yeah.
Have you given up on your spouse trying to do something?
Ooh.
Yes. Here we go.
All right, fine.
Get her a chair.
She's coming around.
Nice. Get her comfy. Comfy.
You know what, babe? I'll even let you begin.
Oh, there you
what
go.
What is it? Now, do you guys want examples so people know what to call in about?
Like Christmas shopping. My husband, not good at it.
So you've given up on...
on asking him to buy presents.
Yeah, you just go...
He needs to get something for me. He knows that. But like for the kids and, you know, the relatives. Yeah, right.
This could be a household chore. This could be a household thing. It could be your little thing that you just wish that they wouldn't do. But they just do it so much. And you've asked him a million times. And what's the point, really, of asking anymore? Hon, I probably don't have any, so there's probably none that you can name, right? All right, well, thanks. is there any?
There's a few.
There is.
Yeah.
There is a few.
Yeah.
Like what?
Well, probably the most significant for me that just drives me nuts.
A little closer to that mic.
Completely given up on.
Uh-huh.
Is asking you to, when you get something out,
oh boy.
Anything.
Uh-huh.
Put it away.
That's it. Give me an example. Give me an example.
Scissors out of the drawer.
Maybe like a DVD. Put it back in the case.
Food out of the cupboard.
Oh no.
a screwdriver out of the garage.
Oh, you own a screwdriver, Mike?
It's mine.
Oh, it's okay. Vodka and orange juice.
That's the truth, by the way. It's Rebecca's.
I mean, you name it. You get it out, you don't put it away. And then, here's the worst. Where is that screwdriver? Where is that screwdriver?
Is that Mike saying that?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And I tell him, if you would put it back.
Okay, but some things.
That's why everything has a place, because then you always know where to get it.
Some things I put in weird places. And I know the weird place it is. I'll be like, I leave these special sheep shears for when I shear the sheep. I leave them in the dog food that we don't have a dog. And I'll go to the dog food and it isn't there. And it's because she finds stuff in weird places and she puts it where she believes it belongs.
Yeah, I do that.
Like chips. Don't chips belong in the pantry?
If
you get the chips, you should put the chips back. I do the same thing, Mike.
Do you do that with the chips?
I do it with everything. I'm just like you.
I took out, yesterday, I had chips and salsa, Tostitos. And I took the Tostitos brand out. And I had the chips and salsa. And when I was all done, I rolled up the bag, put the little chip clip bag thing back on and left on the counter and went to bed.
Everything. DVDs. Get a DVD.
Oh my gosh. That was my mom's big sticking point when we were kids. If you're going to get something out,
just
put
it away.
It's
part of the deal.
And my brothers, at least my one brother, is like you.
I think that boys are bad with this, right?
Yeah.
It's a guy thing.
Nuts.
570-1949.
My husband's really good at it. I'm the bad one.
Do you know what my wife has given up on
you leaves? Did you hear her?
Oh, yeah. Her husband.
I'm not that bad, but I guarantee Todd's like, say something, Sienna. Say something, Sienna. He's now given me a plop chair because I plop stuff down, he says.
Oh, wow.
So when I walk in, I have to put all my stuff on the plop chair.
Like your coat and your bag and your purse.
And he says I scatter it everywhere. Yeah. And I don't, because I have a lot of stuff. A purse, a backpack, I have my laptop in and stuff.
Yeah.
Like a jacket. And this is all stuff I need, like a backpack for pumping.
Right.
And I don't know where to put all that stuff at home. So now I have a plop chair.
That's brilliant.
And that's where you put everything.
Yes, I
do. That's fantastic.
Mike has a basket where he's supposed to put all of his things. His basket filled up. So then I got him a second basket.
It's true.
That basket filled up.
Oh, no.
It's a true story.
And then I emptied all the baskets out. I got everything all cleared out, threw most of it away because he didn't even know the stuff was in there. It's been, accumulating for the last 6 months.
Oh, no.
I used to do that.
Now,
what
kind of stuff?
Now they're empty again, and he put stuff everywhere else besides
what
the
about
baskets.
like a trunk? Like you should have a little trunk.
She had that for me
at the foot of your bed.
I
filled
that.
It up.
Books,
Bibles, like
jackets,
seriously,
I believe that
spoons,
like cooking up dope,
Sharpies, DVDs,
cooking up dope,
business cards.
Jay's looking flip-flops. In here like, I think I'm the Rebecca of the office.
Yes,
I am.
G is the Rebecca of the office.
Is it my turn?
Oh boy.
I already know what you're gonna say.
The closet.
You could say it.
You want me to turn off the lights and you want me to close the closet door.
Thank you.
I have photographic evidence.
That's fine.
That
it's
I sent to Woods.
It's the morning. It's the morning.
That you walk out of that room all the time with the lights left on and the door open.
Can I just say this? This rule only applies during sunlight hours.
But oh, my gosh.
Let me put it in a way that my wife will understand.
We write down the rules here.
You know when Edward Cullen... you know when Edward Cullen is around, babe?
Yes.
It's only during daylight hours, okay? That's the only time that I ask that she close the closet door. And I'll tell you why. There's a window in our closet that goes to the outside. And the sun is 4 feet from that window. And so... it shines so brightly.
As he's laying in bed laptoping.
And in the afternoon.
In the middle of the day.
Yes.
Honestly.
And this is also my...
it bothers his eyes.
It's also my nap time where I rejuvenate. Where I rejuvenate so that I can wake up and be creative and dynamic.
Oh, you shut the engines down, you got to get it back to neutral.
Right.
Right.
And so that door, I'll always say, babe, please keep closet door closed. Please keep closet door closed. Rebecca, also this. 6 o'clock at night, and I'm going nigh-nigh. Rebecca will come in, and she will go into the bathroom. We don't have a door to the bathroom. It's just an open space, okay? Mm-hmm. Bathroom to bedroom. I know, it is. We had a choice, too. We could have put a door. I wanted a door. The reason I wanted a door?
Yeah, 100.
And Rebecca said, we don't need that.
Well,
that's so.
There's a door to the.
There's a door to the actual can.
Yes.
Right.
Still,
so
I just like that too.
But double, I wanted double. Right. I wanted double
protection.
Yeah. Double protection from
double
noises. I wanted double protection from noises. And so she thought it was unnecessary. So there's not. You can see right in the bathroom. Mm. And so. And so at 6 o'clock at night when I'm getting ready to go to bed. Rebecca will maybe come in to grab something from the bathroom, and she'll turn the light on and walk out. Now, this is a dad rule.
Sometimes.
When I was growing up, dad had a rule. Don't leave lights on in places that you are not. Now, this runs up a bill of approximately 2 cents per year.
I know.
Right? But it doesn't matter. Don't leave lights on in the thing, you know. And Rebecca knows.
I will start closing the door and turning the lights off when you do.
Fair rule. When you do.
But
if you can do it, then I'll do it.
Just always remember.
Yeah.
Just always remember. Every time you leave, turn off the lights and close the closet door.
Make a note.
Yeah.
Why don't you put a hinge on that thing that closes it automatically?
Wouldn't that be great?
Rebecca, maybe you can do that.
I was
going to
say, since I'm the handyman of our family, maybe I'll look into that.
That is true.
Or
that's
maybe
brilliant.
You have like motion sensor lights or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll just turn off.
Let's see. We got M1 Steve from La Jolla on the line. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
Good. First off, thanks for doing this. I know this is a great cause, and you guys put a lot into this, so we enjoy it as listeners, so thank you very much. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. My wife, whenever she does dishes, washes knives and stores them handle down, and I've been cut numerous times.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's not good.
Yeah.
That's the worst.
I've asked numerous times, like, can we, like, not do this?
Yes.
Numerous times, like, during the holidays or whatever, we'll have family around, and I'll just be like, gah!
You just reminded me of one that I gave up on. You just reminded me. M1 Steve, we have a kitchen sink that has a...
Rebecca's laughing.
She's already laughing. We have a kitchen sink that has a spigot that you can grab onto and pull, and it's got a long black hose.
L-O-B.
I'm thinking it.
Do you guys know what I mean?
We have one of those things, too.
Right. Uh-huh. For whatever reason...
Oh, there's a reason.
Rebecca... And Neetha.
And Claudia.
And Claudia always leave that thing with the hose all the way pulled down and like hanging in the sink.
Oh. That's
and
weird.
Yes, it's weird.
It's like a broken arm hanging
dude.
In there.
And so when you need to like rinse something or do something, you got to go. What? And you try to put it back. And then you're like streaming it back up in there and you're putting it back up. And so I said, hey, babe. Can we do a thing where we always, you know, we tell Claudia and Nita if they use this spigot head to put it back up on top? And Rebecca says, yeah, sure. Actually, she gave me the caveat. She goes, yeah, sure. I'm going to try to remember that, which said to me, it'll never happen. Okay. That is code word for I will never do it one time. Okay. So it's always... pulled down. And what do you do with that?
There's a reason.
Why?
Well, you would have to use our sink regularly, which you actually don't.
I don't.
You don't wash dishes.
I don't.
I mean, every once
true?
In a while
oh,
you wash
it's
your
true.
Hands.
No,
there.
It's true.
It's true. We use the sink constantly.
Right.
We're always washing our hands and we're constantly making food for the kids and washing the dishes from making the food from the kids constantly.
Yeah. Mikey like, being one of those kids.
Yes. Yeah. I'm just sitting
our
around trying to make a living.
Sink is kind of strange.
Oh. Yeah.
What?
Nothing.
Using my bits.
Our sink is kind of strange. And when you have that, you know, that spout pushed all the way up, it's very high from the sink. So when you turn it on, it pours in the sink and splashes. Do you know what I mean? Oh, it does.
Is it like you've been on the log ride, babe? No, is it like you've been on the log ride?
Bad, but when you're like, standing washing dishes, you don't want it splashing in your face.
Oftentimes, I'll come in and Rebecca looks like she's just come out of a swimming pool. Because okay. She's been
going to
Mike,
murder
Mike. Doused.
Women sometimes have some makeup on and stuff, and if you get the slightest splatter, runs down your face, it's ruined.
It's not even that.
Maybe like, just don't just turn it on full blast.
No,
maybe
it doesn't matter.
No,
it's splat because it's so high, and when you have the
14 feet, guys. No. I mean, it's like almost to the ceiling.
The person try that, washing the people that some use dishes the sink
and it'll
the most.
Splash in your face.
Right. The people that use the sink the most set the rules on where the spigot goes.
I think that's fair.
Shouldn't it be higher for him because he's shorter anyway? Wouldn't it be higher for him though?
Well, it's probably better that it's hanging down into
for
the
you
sink.
Then you can reach it. But
if you guys saw this, you would go, doesn't that bother them?
I've seen it. Listen, I've seen it.
You've seen it.
Listen, yeah, I've seen it.
If you guys spent one day using my sink, you would do it too.
100.
There's a reason why all three of us do it. Absolutely. I didn't tell them to do it that way. We've all figured it out. We don't want water splashing in our face when we wash dishes.
If I got splashed every time,
it'd be
that's
a
like with the shower, you know, the little thing that you pull up to make it go from a bath thing to a shower. My brothers used to leave that on all the time. So you go to turn the water on, you get
the shower,
and you're gonna get in anyway and get wet. But when you're not expecting it and you get splashed,
not
you're
fun.
Like,
it's cold.
Yeah,
we're gonna take another call here, but I got a question for you guys. Because I asked this one time, or somebody brought this up to me one time. Rabbit trailer. Does anybody here get into the shower and turn the water on themselves?
No.
Lunatic?
I know people that do.
That's
what he did on the Groundhog Day. You know, he's in the shower, and I'm like, why are you in the shower and turning the cold water
on? Who would do that?
Do either you guys do that? Just go in the shower and turn the water on?
That's nuts.
That's what lunatics do.
That's nuts.
To me, it's, dude, to me, it's the worst idea in the world.
Yeah. Ever.
But I know people that do it. All right, let's take one more on this. M1 Lacey from Carlsbad.
Hello. Good
Hi.
Morning, guys.
Good morning.
Okay, so I'm the person who leaves everything out. And my husband puts this stuff away in places that don't make any sense at all.
Give me an example.
And he doesn't remember where he puts them or that he put them away at all.
Can you give me an example?
I have a perfect example. So I bought contacts and I came home and I put them on the kitchen table.
Uh-huh.
And he had all of the electronic stuff out.
Uh-huh.
And so a couple of days later, I'm looking for my contacts. I can't find them. It's the morning. I have no contacts and I need to get ready to go. And I'm looking everywhere and he has no idea where they are. And they're in the electronic box. Finally, I find them like put away in the closet. I have no idea where they are.
Oh, my God.
He doesn't even remember that he put them away in the first place.
This is like an age-old debate. I remember hearing my parents talk about that.
Yeah.
But he would say, well, you know, if you just put it away, then it wouldn't be a problem.
Exactly, but he puts stuff away, like, while I'm baking and I need everything out,
yep.
He puts stuff away. So I'm still using it. I'm like, I was going to use that sugar, and here I put it away.
That's awesome. Uh-huh. Thank you. Jay.
Yeah, we have the guys here from Enigma Professional Piercing Studios for the piercing sound effects game.
That's awesome. Right, piercing sound effects game.
That's great.
Was that going to go head to head?
Oh,
well,
my gosh.
Come on. That's disgusting.
Well, first,
we're going to match wits.
Can I talk to Kristen and Jared real quick? Can
Absolutely.
I talk to, okay, let me talk
Absolutely.
To them real quick. Guys, go ahead and Kristen, go ahead and come up to the microphone. Kristen is from Rady Children's Hospital, and we see each other once a year for Mikey-thon. And go ahead and have a seat, guys. Because what I want to do is have you guys sort of, and this is how close you got to be. You got to be one hand's length away from the microphone. But basically, what I wanted to ask you guys just really briefly, so that people that are listening can go to MikeyShow.com and donate money right away to the Autism Discovery Institute at Rady Children's Hospital, is I just basically wanted you guys to explain, and Kristen, I'll start with you, what it is that the ADI does.
Well, the Autism Discovery Institute, as you know, is a new building, but not a new program.
Mm-hmm.
We're creating a place where families of children with autism can come for really everything they need to get started and to sustain them over the child's lifetime, to get that diagnosis, to get behavioral treatment, occupational therapy, and even a school program, as you and Rebecca know,
it for was children amazing.
Starting when they're toddlers.
Yeah, and what's great about the toddler deal is that when you get your child in there, the child is in there with typical kids as well, which is really good for them to sort of acclimate and sort of learn how to be around kids that are typical kids. And, you know, that's what I thought was so amazing about it. But I mean, in terms of being in the United States, we're so lucky. And if you live here in San Diego, we're so lucky that we live in San Diego and that we have Rady right in our backyard because of how incredible this program is. Just some statistics on autism. In the United States, an average of one in every 110 kids is diagnosed with autism. And that represents a 57% increase between 2003 and 2006 alone. 57% increase. Autism is four times more prevalent in boys than it is in girls. And so just some statistics on autism. But Jared, who I've got to know over the years, is in here as well. And Jared, tell people about, you work with children's overall, right? Or do you do stuff specifically with the Autism Discovery Institute?
Well, I work with the foundation, which is kind of the fundraising and PR arm of Rady Children's Hospital.
Right.
And one of my areas that I oversee is fundraising for the Autism Discovery Institute.
Right. So how many kids will you have in one of these classrooms typically, you know, in like the toddler school? How many kids will you have in there typically?
We'll have 12 children at a time. We serve 8 typically developing children and 4 children with autism in the morning and a different 4 children in the afternoon.
Right.
What's really amazing and has changed in the last few years is our program used to serve children from 18 months to 3 years, but now they can stay there until kindergarten.
Right. That's great. That's great. And here's what's really cool. You know, if you are a parent and you have a kid that you suspect that something is different or something may be wrong, this is what my wife and I went through with our son, Jake. You know, we went through this period where we just weren't sure. And Rady was so good about helping to diagnose and to figure out what was going on. And, you know, the most important thing for people to remember is early, figuring it out early. If you have a kid that you suspect is autistic, finding out early, getting the diagnosis so that you can start getting the care that you need for the kid and so that you can start getting some of these resources. If you, by the way, just want to let people know, MikeyShow.com if you want to donate to Rady Children's Hospital and their ADI.
Mike, I'd love to just emphasize how important it is about knowing early.
Mm-hmm.
You and Rebecca are giving families the biggest gift in sharing your story on the radio to other families that might be afraid to really recognize and talk about and ask about whether there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Often someone knows in the family.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's the mom, sometimes it's the dad, but someone knows things are not going the way they should.
It was mom.
It takes a lot of courage.
It was mom, and I suspect that it's probably mom in a lot of these situations. Dads are proud, and we have this thing where we want to be macho, and we want to, and there's a lot of dads that may be listening right now that have autistic kids, and I can just tell you from my experience was that when we found out that Jake had autism, I went through this period where I thought, am I going to see my son getting married? Am I going to see my, you know, all these things? And he was a, you know, he's our first boy, he's our first kid. And so before your kid is born, you've got all these thoughts in your head. Maybe my son will end up playing football for, you know, high school, or maybe my son will do this. And who knows? With what we've seen with Jake, because of the ADI at Rady, there is every chance in the world that he will, because, you know, we are very fortunate in that our son Jake is extraordinarily high functioning and on the spectrum. And so if you suspect it, and fellas, I will tell you this from my experience. If your wife thinks that something might be going on, get in and figure it out. Don't do what I did, the macho sort of denial thing. Get in and, you know, because Rebecca will tell you what I said for so long was, babe, it's nothing. He's just growing. Let him grow. Let him figure it out. You know, kids do, you know, it's just normal. And she knew, you know, she knew that there was something different. And now having twin boys, we really see the difference, you know, because they're typically developing boys. And we really, really see the difference in those two boys. And so and Rebecca will tell you tomorrow morning, we're going to talk to my wife about it. She'll tell you some of the things that she saw and some of the things that she noticed that were different. In case people are listening and they're like, I wonder. But anyway, wanted to thank you guys for coming in. And we'll probably see you again tomorrow morning, right? You guys will be coming in tomorrow morning.
I'll be here.
You'll be here tomorrow morning. Cool. And Kristen, thank you very much for coming in and telling us everything. Did I miss anything? Is there anything that you guys wanted to get out there? Or have we covered it?
No, I just wanted to thank you for your support of such an important cause and wanted to present you with this certificate.
Aww.
It's a Miracle Maker certificate from Rady Children's
Hospital.
That
is so great. That is so great. Thank you.
Thank you,
man.
Mikey.
It says, in grateful recognition of your support for the children of San Diego and Imperial Counties, the Mikey Show, Miracle Makers, Rady Children's Hospital, 2010 Miracle Makers Council. Thank you very much. We sent out a press release on this. To date, the Mikey Show has raised $65,000 for Rady Children's Hospital, and we want to break the bank on this thing this year. We want to raise so much money. And so I want to tell you about a couple of the things that we have available. First of all, if you make a donation of $50 or more, you get an official Mikeython t-shirt, which is really awesome. You can see it at MikeyShow.com. We also have dinner prepared by Pamplemousse at my house with all the members of the show. And that is, you could bid on that right now. We have autographed Silver Sun Pickups posters. We have autographed Muse flat. We have Cage the Elephant autographed guitar. We have a Manny Pacquiao Margarito autographed boxing glove. A Gary Hoey autographed guitar. We have 1 year of Pro Flowers. Flowers by Pro Flowers. Switchfoot is going to be given some stuff. So we've really got a lot of things that you can bid on. Right now, go to MikeyShow.com and you can see these things. And if you'd like to, you can also text. It's very easy for you to text. It's an email address. And you just text Jake at MOGIV.com. And in the place where you would write a message, just put the amount. You could type 20 and it's $20. You could type 100, it's $100. And, you know, I am begging you to give to this. Please give to this. It changes lives. It just absolutely changes lives. And there are a lot of people that could not be able to do this with their children unless you were giving this money. So please do it. If you text, it'll give you a code. It'll send you to a website. It's real easy to do. And we appreciate it. Thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you, and all your listeners.
Thank you very much.
For helping
these
children.
Thank you. Let's take a break and listen to the surf report. We got a surf report for you.
It's time for the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
Good morning to you. This is Bert from the South Coast Surf Shops with the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report for a cloudy and rainy Thursday morning. Being brought to you by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Good morning for a nice hot cup of that, isn't it? Surf-wise today, it's on the rise a little bit, an increase in northwest swell, pretty straight, more of a ground swell direction. It's still being crossed up slightly by some southwest direction as well.
Looking at ways running in that knee to waist high plus, the chest high zone, occasional shoulder high ways that stand out combination spots. But we are dealing with some early northwest winds as opposed to south winds as I would have expected with this kind of a weather pattern. So there is a bit of a crumple bump. Beach breaks looking pretty walled up. Some of the more protected, coved-in, cornered areas look a little cleaner. Reef breaks looking a bit cleaner as well, but the tides are a little bit fat for them. Look for some improvement throughout the morning at those particular protected spots as that tide drops out if the winds do not change direction. So there's some ways to be had today. For up-to-the-minute surf reports and forecasts, go to surfline.com. And for all your Christmas and holiday shopping needs, check out any one of South Coast Surf Shop's 5 locations. This surf report is brought to you by Guayaki Yerba Mate, and it can only be heard 3 times daily right here on FM 94.9.
This has been the FM 94.9 Authentic Surf Report.
You're listening to the Mikey-thon 2010.
Woo!
Yeah, that's right. And it's pretty awesome. Hey, Jay, yep. I still hear an open line in there.
Yep.
I can hear an open line. It's like a phone or something.
Better?
Yeah. Okay. So here's how we do this. We are going to do a... This is fantastic.
Is it?
We're going to do something called Name That Piercing Sound.
Oh, God.
You ready, Jay?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I don't know if I'm ready or not.
Now, let me explain. Let me explain.
Mike's going to lay it out for us.
Name That Piercing Sound. I am going to play you some piercing sounds. You yell your name out if you know what the piercing sound is. Whoever gets the most piercing sounds out of 7 will be the winner. Whoever gets the most piercing sounds out of 7 will be the winner.
It's like the World Series. 4 out of 7 wins it.
Yes.
Yep.
The loser.
Oh, God.
Will get pierced.
Oh.
They will get their ear pierced.
Not me. I'll get my nipple.
Ah! Dang.
You are...
You're going to pierce your nipple?
If I lose.
If you lose?
Nuh-uh.
He's an S&M creep.
What about, yeah.
I'd like to get my nipple pierced.
Well, my ear's already pierced.
All right, so if you lose, you're getting your nipple pierced.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do my ear.
You do your ear.
Yes.
We have a piercer here. Who is the piercer?
Enigma Tattoo. I left my sheet out there, but he's outside here. You want to talk to him?
Yeah. Bring him in. What's his name? Hey, dude. Let me have you on this mic right here.
Cool.
Go ahead and have a seat. So you're going to be doing the piercing.
Yes, sir.
Wow. You have got some stuff going on your ears, your face.
Just a little.
What are the marks under your eyes?
Tattoos.
Those are tattoos.
Wow.
What? I need you this far from that mic.
Yeah, I got to really get on it.
Okay, sorry about that.
What kind of tattoo is that?
It's just white ink.
It's white ink.
Yeah. It's just cool. Kind of faded to a slightly kind of off-white, a little bit of a cream color.
Wow.
That's cool. I like it too.
Super
got,
subtle.
Like,
that's what I wanted
on
to do.
Your head there.
What's under your nose?
It's a plug.
A plug?
Yeah.
What kind of plug?
It's actually honeycomb quartz. It's a stone.
It's a... Wow. You can suck that thing in and out.
Oh, that's what she said.
But yes. That is painful? No?
No. It's fine now.
Now. Oh, wow.
Initially, yeah.
Probably hurt.
It wasn't the greatest feelings, but life goes on.
Do you have the same thing on each nostril?
Yes.
Same quartz or whatever?
No, it's made out of silicone.
Okay. How about the Rudolph thing right here on the tip of your nose?
That's actually 14-karat white gold with a natural onyx set in it.
Wow.
Now, that's right on the tip of your nose, so that doesn't look like there's a point in which it connects. Oh, it does. It connects on your right nostril in the inside?
It basically just goes right through my nostril into a piercing that we call a septum. Uh-huh. I had that stretched out for many years. I took the jewelry out. It never really closed down. So,
oh, wow.
It's called boredom.
When did you begin this process?
Almost 9 years ago.
Yeah.
But, I mean, if you really want to get into it, a lot of males have been into modification since they were babies.
How old are you?
I'm 29.
29? Okay, now, you've also... Tell us what you've got going on in your ears.
Well, I've stretched out my lobes to a size of 1.25 inches and just wearing some glass.
It looks like you could fit perfectly. You could fit a garden hose perfectly through.
Very easily.
The earring.
Through the lobe.
Through the lobe.
Uh-huh.
And then above that, you've got another one.
Yes.
That had to hurt because it looks like it went right through the cartilage, no?
Yes, it did go through the cartilage.
It did. And what is that one?
That one's called a conch.
Of course it is.
Yes.
It looks like you could put a pencil through that one or maybe something even more.
Yeah. That'll make the size of a McDonald's straw.
Yes. Uh-huh. Perfect. Hurts? No? Yes?
Yes. It wasn't really the greatest, but...
Does it affect hearing at all?
Yes, immensely.
Now, doesn't that bum you out?
No, I can hear stuff behind me now.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's better.
Is that for real?
Yeah.
Wow.
You can hear stuff since the sound passes through the hole. I can hear stuff behind me. So if I'm in a large room with a lot of people talking, sometimes I'll have to get people to repeat themselves a few times. Wow. Phone calls can be a little bit difficult just because, again, sound just passes right through.
Dude, wow, that is hardcore,
you
man.
You sleep with everything in, right?
Except for my lobes. Okay. For the most part, just because I really need that jamming up against the side of my neck.
Right.
But if you take that out,
it's fine.
Really?
It just shrinks up a little bit.
Are you trying to stretch your lobes out?
No, I'm done.
You're done.
I'm done. It took me about 6 years to get to this size and I'm done. I have many friends that have lobes larger than me and they've taken 12, 15, 16 years. It's something that's done very, very gradually. It's not
done. Do you have anything else like the nipples or the winky or any of that pierced?
Yeah.
Winky.
No, boy. Your winky's pierced?
It was at one point.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
Woods is getting a little faint.
Oh, yeah. My goodness.
At least we're not doing that to you, man.
I know.
Yeah.
Now, you are going, we're going to do the sound effect thing here. This is piercing sounds, and yell your name out if you know what the piercing sound is. We'll do best out of seven. One, we're going to do best out of seven. You guys ready?
Kind of.
Here we go.
Woods.
Jake. Woods.
Baby crying.
That is correct.
All right. I'm keeping score here.
I'm not sure he was quicker than me, but...
Oh, he was just a tad.
Here we go.
Jake. Jack Hammer.
Yep.
That is correct.
Son of a...
Here we go.
Jay. Teletype. Oh, Morse code.
Sorry, it's Morse code. One. Here we go.
Jay. Blender. Woods.
Pax. Woods.
Vacuum cleaner?
That is correct. Here we go.
Jay. It's an ambulance. Or a siren.
It's a fire truck.
Okay. It's the same thing.
Here we go.
Jay.
Woods. Jay.
Chainsaw.
Ah.
Oh, boy. Tied up. You're tied.
Here we go.
Woods. Velcro? Oh, no.
Incorrect. Is that it? That's it, right? That was one.
No.
We got one more, and that'll decide it. We got one more. Yeah, well, I got two that I can do.
Yeah, it's tied up right now, Mike. 2-2.
Okay, here we go.
Jay. Smoke alarm.
Is that it?
Yeah, otherwise they're going to, well.
That's it.
Yeah, because it'll come to a standstill.
It should be 4 out of 7. Oh, but I guess we didn't take an account of, so you got one wrong. Do we have any more sounds?
We have one more, but then you'll tie it up.
But then you'll tie.
So I'm the winner. To lose. Yeah, you got to lose.
Jay, get his nipple pierced.
I gotta go pee. I'm not getting my nipple pierced.
Jay, you won.
Good day.
Woods.
You ever go 0-2 in challenges so far?
Oh, boy.
You're gonna get your ear pierced?
I guess.
Have you ever... Is your name... Tell me your name again.
It's Peck.
Peck?
Peck.
Peck. Is that your given name?
It's my last name.
Yeah. Peck, have you ever done this remotely, or do you always do it in the shop?
We generally do it in the studio. It's preferred. It's much more of a sterile environment, but...
Perfect.
Well, here we are in the studio.
For a purpose like this, it can still be achieved. It's just really about keeping things contained to certain areas and stuff like that.
Okay.
It's really just about knowing what the hell you're doing.
Okay.
Great.
What, do you want, like, a little hoop, or do you want a butterfly, or
really?
Woods?
I already got something for him.
What about a dangling cross?
Had one.
Of course you did. What have you got?
I brought a little dangly jewelry for him.
Dangly?
Yes.
Let's do this.
Let's do it.
All right. Let's do it.
Let's do this.
Can we bring it in here and do him in here?
Yeah, I can do it in here.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. What's this going to fade?
What are we going to do with the headphones? Because...
Give me something. Like, I need something.
Because you got to wear headphones.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Is that going to hurt?
I just hope it doesn't get infected.
It won't.
It won't?
He's a man.
All right.
Is he?
Yeah. Wow. I think if little girls can do
would
it,
you look,
can do
it. Would you look a little pale?
Yeah, he does.
He's taking a big dip of snuff. And by big, I mean like a cup full of snuff. My wife just went, ew.
We should mention the car parade one more time, too. While we're
yeah, car parade is happening at 8. Car parade is happening at 8. If you have decked your car out. If you have decked your car out. In Mikey Show regalia, it's got to have Mikey Show and FM 94.9 on your car. Ooh. And the winner gets a $200 grill from Barbecues Galore and E-Grill. He just brought in what looks like a surgical mat.
Yes, it is.
He has on rubber elastic gloves.
Uh-huh.
Nitrile.
What is that?
They're nitrile.
Nitrile gloves. Yes. What does that mean, nitrile?
Nitrile is a material that a lot of people don't have allergies to.
Okay, cool.
It's like latex.
Got it.
Like stuff like that.
I don't see ice or like numbing. We're not going to numb anything.
I'll numb you. Num, 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 num.
Exactly.
There you go.
Oh, boy.
This is horse-ass is what this is. This is horse-ass.
Why is it?
Why?
That? Why? You lost the game.
Did I?
I believe you lost. We could have done another one, but what if you would have tied? We would have been.
And we both would have had to do it.
We got to a sudden death situation where the first person to get to 3.
Should we make Jay do it?
Look at Woods. Woods is hugging a pillow. Woods, you realize that each day.
I want to get all the liquid away from him.
You realize that each day, thousands of little girls do this.
Not like this. They have the gun. I've had the gun. The gun didn't hurt. That's going to hurt.
You're not going to use a gun?
No.
No, it's a needle.
It's a needle.
It's a single-use needle.
Yeah.
It's much safer.
It is much safer.
Yeah, much more painful.
No, it's not.
I've done it. I got my nose, my belly button, my ears.
Oh, I thought it was a gun.
Oh, I bet you did.
I did, dude. I didn't know.
The cool thing is I only have 26-some-odd hours to sit with my ear throbbing with headphones on it. So that's cool.
Ever regret a bit?
He brought you stuff to take care of it.
By stuff to take care of, do you mean Jack Daniels?
Vicodin?
Yes.
Pull the microphone down. Pull the microphone down so I can hear.
Leave me alone.
Can you put what?
I would do.
You're supposed to do right ear because that means you know, like guys. Yeah, the right ear means you like guys.
Right. Oh, what are we doing?
Oh, wow. What are you doing? Tell everybody what you're doing.
So basically right now what I'm doing is I'm taking a Q-tip with an antimicrobial scrub and just kind of cleaning the area.
It's pretty dirty.
Yeah.
Is it?
Poor Woods.
Woods looks so nervous.
He does.
Biggest thing to focus on is just remember to breathe.
Oh, just remember to breathe.
Do you want your baseball, Woods?
No, I don't. I want to go home.
Woods, don't forget to breathe.
Hold on.
He just knocked. Woods.
If I'm going to curse, get the red button.
Don't curse.
Dude.
I'm not kidding.
What do you mean a toothpick?
What? I'm just dotting you, man.
He's dotting you.
Wait. He's mad at me.
No, he's dotting. Well, because you were kind of screaming at the top of your lungs.
I wasn't screaming.
You're screaming at the top of your lungs.
Try not to move.
Shut up.
It's killing me. It's killing me.
It's already throbbing?
No.
Woods, you know,
he's like
little girls.
Look at my ears.
Do this all. Oh my gosh. Woods, hey.
What?
Don't curse.
Really, Mike?
Come on, sack it up.
It's not a gun, Sienna. Yeah. It's a needle.
It's a needle.
I just got back.
Yeah. It's a needle.
Pumpers
had a pump.
You got it.
Woods, turn my mic off.
Mikey, no, I have to have it on.
Think.
Little girls do this all the time. Little girls do this all the time.
Now, big girls do it now.
The needle's pushed up against and
oh, just in. It went in. Oh, it went in. 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 Oh, Woods. Oh, Woods is kicking a chair. Oh, he kicked a chair. He kicked a chair.
Wait, he's not done yet. He's not done yet.
You're not done?
No.
No, he's just got a needle.
The needle's sticking out of his
ear. On the side of his head.
Well, he's now grabbing the needle, and on the other side of it, he's pushing something through.
The hard part's over.
Is it?
He's twisting it, and it's going through there, and he's...
Mamacita.
Look at that earring.
What is it?
Wait till you see the earring that Woods
has in. It's a swirl that dangles down.
Hey, Woods, you're good. dude.
I don't care.
You give everything.
Yeah. Oh, man, that would hurt. You're the man. Thank you, dude.
Oh, no worries.
Woods.
What?
You give what? Everything you have to this show, and I love you, and I appreciate you.
Q-tip, don't worry.
Wait till you see this.
Oh, that's perfect.
Wait.
There it is. First
yeah,
one.
Can't say any curse words, bro.
My apologies.
It's all right. It looks like a little swirly, curly Q in his ear. It's really darling.
Great.
It's darling. We're going to take a picture of it.
We're going to talk off the air.
I know. I have to go wee-wee.
We're going to have a talk.
Woods, listen.
We're going to talk.
You did a great job, buddy.
We're all proud of you.
We're all very... Let's hear it for
that
Woods.
Hurts. Woo!
I know. I can tell that it hurt. I can tell that it hurt.
Oh, boy.
570-1949 is our number. Thank you to Enigma Professional Piercing Studios. They have two locations. 2079 Garnett Avenue in PB and 3041 Adams Avenue in Hillcrest. And you can check them out online, enigmapropiercing.com. One of the things that we like to do with the Mikey Show is we like to let you see a little bit of what we do and give you an example of what we do. We're going to do that right now. This was a classic moment on the Mikey Show when Frankie wanted to go backpacking. Take a listen.
Now back to the Mikey Show on FM 94.9.
Eggs.
Too bad it's Easter.
I think I am. And I'm the boy that won't learn. I keep burning myself with eggs, but I keep going back to that trough.
You're not allergic. They're delicious.
I know, but they make me
A lot of people are allergic.
They make me feel like I'm sick. Mm. And But I love the way they taste. Do you guys have anything that you love it, but it makes you feel bad?
Like sick, you mean?
Yeah, like it makes you feel like not yeah. Woods just goes, yeah, Mike, you.
all of you today.
All of you.
No, I'm feeling pretty like, too.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, every time I eat eggs with yolk, ever since I had my second child, when my mom had me, she couldn't eat eggs anymore. They made her sick.
That's Kim. She can't breathe when she eats eggs now.
Really?
Yeah, I've heard
that. She used to be fine.
What's that?
She used to be okay.
Oh, she was fine. Then she got pregnant with Jasper, and then after she couldn't figure it out for a long time. She just was like, "Why can't I eat it? You know, what's making me? I can't." So finally, she went and had a test, and it was like, "Oh yeah, you can't eat eggs anymore." I was like, "Great."
I don't think I can.
I'm glad we have chickens.
You guys have your taste buds completely changed to certain foods. Like you used to love them, now you're like, "Ew, what did I ever see in you?"
I've opened up more.
Yeah, me too.
To eat more food.
We like stuff.
Uh-huh. I love everything.
I go through phases where I like and dislike tomatoes.
Yeah, me too.
Like I'm no tomatoes.
I can eat tomatoes. Tomato.
I can't eat a slice of a tomato, but I can eat diced up tomatoes like crazy.
I agree.
That's me with
on
bananas.
My tacos.
I can't just bite into a banana. Oh, it has repugnant. To be sliced
really?
Up. And I love anything flavored banana. Mm-hmm.
I'm not much of an avocado chopped up, but I love me some guacamole.
I will bathe in guacamole.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'll slather myself in guacamole.
You give Rebecca $1 million in cash, she would not come anywhere near a guacamole.
Really?
Oh, man. And she's born and raised in
SoCal. You guys
SoCal.
Have an avocado tree.
Yeah, she's thoroughly disgusted by that.
Really?
Tree. Thoroughly. So gross to her. She looks
she's
at I'll be
so
making
funny.
It. I'll be making guacamole in a little mortar and pestle. Of course I will.
Is right, that because you're Mexican or just because you like
it's
it?
Because my Mexicanness.
Your Mexicanness is what defines you.
That's how you do it.
When I'm making the guacamole.
And the little mocajete.
I make a mean guacamole. You got to keep the seed in there from the
I bet you
avocado.
Make a mean guacamole later. You know what I'm saying?
I do.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Let's see. What do we got? Oh, man.
Eggs. We still have so many things to talk about.
Know it.
Do we?
I don't know if we're going to get to it all.
I went over during the commercial break.
Gave him a little
I gave him a little
back massage.
A little back massage.
I look like Michael Douglas in Fatal Attraction is when, what I look like. I look like the shadiest bastard
on
the planet.
Hi, my name is what?
Yeah,
my
seriously. Name is just and let me shady. Clarify, my wife does none of that stuff. She doesn't go through my phone. She doesn't go through my email.
Oh, I'm sure she doesn't.
She doesn't.
She knows better.
I mean, I do call her Magnum PI, but she doesn't do that stuff. But we do have, maybe I have privacy issues, and I'm going to work on those.
You get so, like, whenever we talk about stuff like that, you, I think, I feel like you're going to explode.
Up. You see him tense up.
Yeah.
The butt cheeks go.
And he's like, you know, and he's, better watch what you say really carefully to him.
It's probably because I'm shady. That's probably why.
No.
This is shade ball.
You just have to
a
just.
Big shade ball.
Let the trust grow. Free.
It's grown.
The opinions on the Mikey Show fan page on Facebook vary. Some people really agree with Woodsy. In fact, M1 Marco says, I'm with Woodsy. It's about personal space. M1 Scott says, I'm with Woods. It's about the personal space, too. But he's got to take it down a notch and chill out a bit, as Sienna was suggesting. I say...
Sorry, dude. This is day four of this conversation that we're having. Mm-hmm. So if I'm a little amped up, get...
Well, okay, we learned something new today, though.
What did we learn?
Well, I admitted, like, that a lot of people, I do understand where you're coming from, and a lot of people do have the same beliefs as you, but we also learned that you would give your password to Jamie if she needed it.
Absolutely. She can have it right now.
What is it?
Text it to you.
Yeah. Just let us everyone know.
Let's see. 570...
Yanks 22, remember? I revealed it yesterday.
Yeah, that's right. Yanks 22.
Yanks 22.
Yankee Stripes 22. Pinstripe robe lover. I break for Yanks. Copenhagen.
Uh-oh.
Let me
tell you about my best friend. Who's here?
Frankie, tell Woods to lighten up a little bit.
Hey, dude, I'm with Woods, man.
I know you are. Thank you for that support. I
tell you, man, a lot of the times, dude, these broads, man, they just don't get it.
I know.
Oh, yeah.
I know.
You get bogged down with the ladies there,
yeah,
Frankie.
Yeah, man, you get bogged down with the ladies, man. That's why right now, man, I'm single, dude.
Yeah, that's why you're single?
That's why.
Yeah, because... you know, I got to the point with all my girlfriends where they was just always trying to check up on me. I mean, I was like, you know what I need, man? I need a bestie.
Well, Frank, you got one now, pal.
Yeah, dude. You're on board.
What are you guys going to do
today?
Hug.
Come here.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that we're going to hang out or anything, but I'm glad you're my best pal, man.
Yeah, dude. We're best friends. It's just we ain't never hung out personally. Not even one time, man. I tell Woods all the time. I text him, leave him messages on his Facebook.
Yep.
He deletes them.
I delete them.
I send messages to his personal email. I'll send him cards. And I also put letters under his windshield wipers.
Yep.
Put lettuce under his windshield wipers?
It's funny, when I get his cards, they smell like cologne. I think he sprays a cologne on.
Do you do that?
No, man. I got a lot of sunscreen from going to the beach on my fingers.
Oh, is that what it is?
Smells like cologne, but...
It smells like Roger Federer for men, dude.
It is Roger Federer for
men. Well, Frankie, you do wear a lot of cologne. I can see how it can maybe just rub off on
it. Why I wear it.
Why?
Because chicks love it.
Yeah. Mm. Do they? What kind is it?
It's Roger Federer for men.
It's Roger Federer for men.
Craig, I've been thinking, dude.
You know the slogan? FedEx, baby, delivers every time.
Is that the slogan?
Frank, I'm thinking about, I was thinking about getting out of town, dude, at some point.
Dude, I have an idea.
I'm all ears at this point, bro.
I got
Frankie,
an idea,
you may
bro.
Actually get him to hang out with you. This is sounding...
I think I need to get out of town for a couple days.
Let's wear some shorts and go backpacking across Europe.
Europe.
It's not exactly close by.
Dude, I don't know that we can go to... I don't know that we can go to Europe, pal.
You know, well, you don't have a passport?
No. Yeah, I do.
Yeah,
I
have a passport.
I don't know if I can afford it.
I'll pay.
What do? You just have money. What do you do?
Yeah, you put on cut-off jean shorts. You go...
shirtless.
No. What do you do for work? You're here in the studio every morning.
Oh, I fix Trans Ams.
Oh, you do?
Trans Ams?
Yeah, exclusive.
Like Pontiac?
Yeah, yeah. Pontiac Trans Am.
That's the only...
Buick Trans Am, girlfriend.
You know that.
But that's the only kind of car you fix.
Yeah, I fix Trans Am.
And IROC.
IROC, Trans Am, Corvette.
That's really amazing.
Thunderbirds.
Hey, dude. So,
if, hear that, woods?
If we were going to go, Firebirds. If we were going to go to Europe,
Canaros.
I don't have the, I don't, dude, have the vacation time.
Don't worry, dude. I'll get us all set up. We'll go backpacking. I'll get us some Euros.
There you go.
Dude, I don't have the time to get off work.
Well, you don't have time to get off work.
Yeah, like I don't have the vacation days accrued yet. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we have to have certain amounts of time. We can just leave.
There's only so many chits that we get, yeah. And I can't use up all my chits.
Dude, I have another idea.
All right.
Me and you meet girls. Here's how we do it.
He's married.
I'm married.
Me and you, we get a job at the mall.
At the mall?
We meet girls.
He doesn't need a job. He's got a good one.
I got
one
a
right
job here.
Dude, we'll open a kiosk.
Why?
What?
Oh my God! Open a kiosk at the mall.
Frankie,
what are we gonna sell?
You 100% would work at a kiosk.
Yeah.
Hey, excuse me.
Yeah, that's what I would do.
Hey, girl, you look good over there in the pink shirt.
See,
come over here. What?
And then it would actually be a guy that he was talking to.
You with the incredibly voluptuous figure. Come here.
What would we sell?
Dude, we'll sell, like, I don't know, like backpacks or...
Backpacks?
We'll sell, like, gag gifts.
What about that
like
stuff?
Stuff that makes fart noises.
Salt and sea?
Fart noises.
Yeah, you'll be stuff? Like, come over here.
It's not going to sell.
That'd be a funny kiosk.
It'd be like a, you know, like a gag thing.
What do
like
we call it?
Fishing?
What do we call our business?
Farts.
Farts.
Yeah.
Oh,
I may
like
have
it.
Something there.
I actually really like it.
It's brainstorming.
Well, I work here every day.
Yeah. And then you get off, and then you come over.
Then we go to the mall
in the afternoon. Over to the mall, North County Fair.
Dude, Mikey would never let you do that.
I know. That's Mikey's gonna let me have two jobs.
Nah, man, he'd probably be cool about it.
Selling farts at the mall.
No, dude, you don't need to sell farts at the
whoopee
mall.
Cushions.
So, whoopee selling cushions. Stuff like that. And then we'll raise money to go backpacking for when you get time off so that we can take the, you know, the Euro train and all that.
Gotta
dude,
say,
think
dude.
Of the raves in the Germany.
You already have the shoes to go to Europe.
Yeah.
He does.
Yeah, you got those Hugo Bosses, which in my opinion are a little fairy, but don't
get it, dude. Greg, I thought you had my back.
I'm just saying, bro.
Yeah, they are a little...
Little twinkle toes on those, you know what I mean?
Unbelievable.
What do you know about twinkle toes?
Come on.
Frankie wears TiVos, dude, yeah. Okay? Like, wrapped up around his ankle. It looks like a Roman soldier.
You know, it actually turns out I'm a Roman soldier.
Oh, great. I love Romans.
Who knew?
There you go. 570-1949.
I wonder if Wolfgang and Frankie would be good friends. Maybe we have
probably.
New besties.
Yeah, Wolfgang's all right, but yes, me, man. I kind of like the dudes that like the chicks, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I love chicks. I love chicks, Frankie.
When's the last time you dated a chick, man?
This morning.
So funny about
great.
That.
You don't date people by the hour.
Really? You dated a girl this morning?
This morning? I did.
What's the matter with you?
Come on, pull it together, Wolfgang.
She's great.
Man. Why are you wearing that? He's got on little yellow shorts, man.
They're not jean shorts, Frankie.
I know, but they're weird. They're like
I got these at Nordstrom's.
Oh,
no, you didn't.
Yeah,
I did.
Yellow
Nordstrom's
shorts?
Nordstrom's in Munich.
Oh.
Oh, the Nordstrom in Munich, baby.
It's called Nordstra.
Yeah, Nordstra.
They look like that for a toddler, dude.
What is a toddler, Frankie?
How come you got your shirt unbuttoned to your belly button, bro?
You should talk. You've got yours buttoned all the way down your chest, Frankie.
I know, but I got a hairy chest, right?
You got your heavage
showing. It's like a scrub, like to scrub.
Oh.
It's great.
That guy weirds me out, Pepper.
Chill out. You're telling me.
Oasis.
This is Oasis?
Yeah.
I don't know this one. Probably because I only know the two hits.
It's a deep cut.
Speaking of other countries, there's a lot of food that they have in other countries that I wish they had here.
Oh, yeah.
Like Sienna was talking about.
They got tamales and chimichangas here.
It's not the same.
Well, I want to tell you about this thing that Sienna went through great trouble to get.
I haven't gotten it yet, but I will.
You're going to get it.
Yes. Classic. I'll
tell you about it now. Nice. Hey, let's have back up in the studio right now is Chris, right?
Chris is up there.
Chris needs to hit the legal ID for 8 a.m. Did you tell him where it was? Okay, on that, it's on that screen to your left, or no, excuse me, screen to your right. You will see listed all of these hours. Hit the one that says 8 a.m.
It should be the second one on there.
Hit the one that says 8 a.m., Chris. Because we got to be able to, we got to hit that. What'd he say?